enjoying the ride. At least I'm enjoying the ride. Yeah.
And now more Operation Freedom. Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker at Wham! Talk 1600. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern. Also available on our YouTube channel, also named just like the radio show, Operation Freedom. That's the channel where we upload a couple new YouTube presentations every week. And in addition, we're present on a 24/7 at DaveJanda.com, both the free, the public side, as well as the subscription side with the extra shows, the WTF geopolitical show, where we bring information from my contacts from behind the curtain that I've developed over 30 years forward, information the bought-off lamestream fake media will never touch. In addition, we have our Insider Insight show. Last week, I had a guest on by the name of Wayne Simmons, who worked as a contractor for one of the United States intelligence agencies for 27 years, ran black ops operations, and was then subjected, because of him outing Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration on Benghazi, was subjected to the same persecution model that we're seeing General Michael Flynn go through. And his case was completely misrepresented by the bought-off lamestream fake media, which is not surprising because the bought-off lamestream fake media is a tentacle of the deep state. The subscribers were outraged when they saw and heard that interview. Last week, we also had Charles Woods on, father of Ty Woods, who Ty Woods was one of the four Americans who were murdered at the hands of Obama and Hillary Clinton in Benghazi. Our subscribers asked that I put that up on our YouTube channel for the public. It's there at Operation Freedom. We put that up. I hope you become a member of our subscription service, because without the subscribers, this radio show, the YouTube channel, and DaveJanda.com would not exist. And I believe anyone and everyone who touches the content that we produce is positively affected, because it, if you will, educates and empowers you to take on the enemy, which is the deep state, who is not just after Donald Trump or Michael Flynn or Wayne Simmons or you name it, but they're after you. Yeah, you. And the best way to combat that is a knowledge base of who your enemy is, what they've done in the past, what they're doing now, and what they're capable of doing in the future. And that is the prevention medicine I provide at DaveJanda.com. I went through something this week as it relates to an institution I attended and obtained a degree from, Bucknell University, my undergraduate degree. I double majored in chemistry and economics. And they've gone off the rails on a number of different fronts. And my next guest gives me hope that someday institutions like Bucknell will get back on the rails. Someone said to me after reading what Bucknell was up to this past week, and we'll get into it in a minute, you know, you must not have any faith that the higher education system, including institutions you attended, will ever come back to some semblance of normalcy and decency. I said, you know, there are several people that give me faith. And two of those people are on the show today, because they, if you will, live, work, and persevere in the swamp that's called academia. Dr. Robin McCutcheon and a guest later in the show, Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, are two people that give me faith and hope that the higher education world will once again embrace freedom. Freedom of thought and freedom of speech. A little background on my next guest, Dr. Robin McCutcheon. Robin teaches economics at the Lewis College of Business at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. In addition to teaching principles of economics with using the principles of free market systems, her comparative economic systems course has been lovingly dubbed by students the Atlas Shrugged class. It is well-loved and attended by what she calls her patriots in training, which are really her students. It's also been denigrated by her liberal colleagues, or globalist colleagues, as propaganda. Robin uses Ayn Rand and Ludwig von Mises, just to name a couple, to explain in plain English how our country's founding principles lead to free markets and are the best path to liberty, freedom, and prosperity, not just for a select few, but for everyone. Over 90% of her students exit her courses avid and staunch libertarian or fiscal conservatives. Robin has a PhD in economics from the great Wayne State University. Robin, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Well, thank you, Dave, for that wonderful introduction, and thank you for including me in the illustrious guest lineup that you have today.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and you're a huge fan favorite, and you're a huge favorite of mine as well, Robin. Robin, let's touch on a couple things before we get into what happened at Bucknell. First of all, you have a course. Educate our listeners on a course, and you've also actually done some videos, correct?
That's correct. I've decided that your prompting and suggestions for turning my Atlas Shrugged class into an online course, it finally got the burr under my saddle. So I have on my website 5 lectures from the Atlas Shrugged book. Let me give you my website. It's linksync.com, and now I will spell it, LYNC-SYNC.com. And at the top of the page are 2 links, one called In the Classroom, and those are all my economic lectures. And the second link at the top of my website page is Freedom Lectures, and that's where I'm putting my Atlas Shrugged lectures. That's what I've started with because that's kind of what I know best at the moment.
And again, give the website because everyone should log on to that site and watch those lectures. Your website again.
The website is linksync.com. It's spelled LYNC-SYNC.com. And the 2 lecture websites are In the Classroom and Freedom Lectures.
Now, you also have a course.
No, those are my, that's what I'm starting with. I haven't gotten to the course yet.
Your symposium. You have a symposium.
My symposium link is also there. It's attend the 7th annual interdisciplinary symposium. And all 3 of those are in the same row that you can click on.
Now educate our listeners on the symposium.
So my symposium is March the 20th, so it's coming up here pretty quick in about a month. We're in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, at the Baywatch Golf and Beach Resort. And we have a spectacular lineup of professors. Sean Brooks is one of your guests
is going to
be there with us.
Mm-hmm.
One of our kickoff speakers is Dr. Adam Smith from from Classical Liberals in the Carolinas. And then we have a noontime guest, Brad D. Smith, who's the former CEO of Intuit, will be with us as well to talk about the next generation of entrepreneurs.
And that's available on your website as well.
That's correct. Now, the classroom lectures, In the Classroom and Freedom Lectures, those are totally free for people to download and listen to. This is just my take on economics for principles of microeconomics and principles of macroeconomics. And then my Atlas Shrugged lectures are the ones that I've been presenting in class for the last, oh my gosh, almost 10 years. I've discovered, though, and people will too if they listen to the Atlas Shrugged lectures, that I've left out some kind of important things like the nationalization of the San Sebastian line and the nationalization of the Dancania copper mines. But Atlas Shrugged is such an intricate book that it's difficult in one fell swoop to get all the socialist information that's presented there in one lecture. So this will be a revolving door of improvements as I remember to put things in the lecture. And so it's not complete, but it's a work in progress. And I am working with my IT person to figure out a way that we can actually do real-time lecture with students from across the internet in my cloud classroom. So we're working on that, but that's the direction I'm headed.
Now, as you know, Robin, as I mentioned in your introduction, I actually spent some time in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania, where the home of Bucknell University, obtained a degree from there. I double majored in chemistry and economics. You also spent some time in Bucknell University, correct?
Yes, I did 8 months at Bucknell.
It sounds like I did 8 months in the slammer.
I couldn't shake the dust off my feet fast enough.
Well, so you look at the university, is a beautiful university, right?
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But there's something that's happened to Bucknell since I attended there decades ago that I believe is not positive. And it reared its ugly head this week. You also sent me this. I received it from several people. But there's a professor there by the name of Michael Drexler. I believe he's a professor of literature. And he went on Twitter after Rush Limbaugh had announced that he has advanced, appears stage 4, lung cancer. And here was Michael Drexler's tweet. Quote, from Michael Drexler, professor at Bucknell University. Rush Limbaugh is one of the worst people to ever walk this planet. He is a scar on this nation, deserving only to be plucked out and fed to eagles. Medal of shame, badge of dishonor, death thou too shalt die. You know, Robin, you saw a copy of the letter I sent to Bucknell's administration.
I did.
It was one of my friends read it and emailed me and said, Dave, I don't think they have a fire extinguisher big enough to put out that letter. But as I mentioned in my letter, for over 30 years, I have dedicated my life to preventing and treating injuries and diseases adversely impacting the public. Not just in this country, but around the world. And in my career, I took over care of over 150,000 people. And my prevention research, according to the CDC, has helped millions of individuals. And in my career, I've had the opportunity to take care of folks who were prisoners, murderers, drug dealers, mafia members, predators. And I took care of them. And I never wished them, even though they were horrible people, I never wished them ill health, a bad outcome, or death. Yet, this is where this academic is coming from when he tweeted about this as it relates to Rush Limbaugh. And unfortunately, I believe there were a number of people on that campus who applauded his words. Your take.
Well, they raise their ugliness every time they open their mouths or they tweet, do they not? These socialists and leftists have nothing good to say about just about anyone from any walk of life, unless it happens to be one of their comrades. I saw that article, and I can't speak on air what I thought. Mm-hmm. You'd be beeping me left and right. But I truly think that someone who has that much hate and scorn embedded in them, they'll get theirs. We don't have to worry about any kind of universal justice. We don't have to wish them ill. They will create it for themselves. They will create it by their actions, and they will create it by their words. So that's my take on it.
Well, and it wasn't just a one-off on this guy, Drexler. Last October, he spoke about hanging a congressman from Pennsylvania, yet the university took no disciplinary action. Anyone who is not a globalist on that campus, he harangues and actually puts things on Facebook about them, calling them all kinds of names, fascists, skinheads, you name it. The president of the university at Bucknell, Brovman, brought in a terrorist, Bray, from Antifa to speak on the campus. That was on September 10th of 2019, the night before September 11th. He brought that Bray character in, a terrorist. Put every student, faculty member, staff member in harm's way. This is what we're facing. And frankly, a lot of parents have contacted me and said, you know, I don't want my kid exposed to that. So what do you tell those parents, Robin? Because they believe, well, if my kid is going to get an education, my kid is going to end up at, you name the university, and be exposed to this trash.
You know, I wish I had some sage advice to give to parents, but I think that once I said some time back on your show that they, parents need to be actively involved in where their students are going, where their student children are going to go to college. They need to do their research. They need to do their homework. They need to go visit these campi, not just once, but many times. They need to be out there on Facebook looking to see what SDS is posting about Bucknell or wherever their student is going to go. Parents need to be more involved. I know that their students are 18 and that they're young adults, but they're still not street smart, right? They've got a lot of book learning, but they haven't been out there in the wicked world. And parents need to take their students firmly in hand, and they need to walk with them so that they can see, so that they can notice what's happening on the campus that they, maybe it's their alma mater, but they have to go and look at this. They can't be blind about it. And, I mean, it's bad enough that these students are coming out of the K-12 system already propagandized for 13 years in a communist education system. That's bad enough. But any parent who sends their child off to a liberal arts university and expects them to come back a fully productive American is just kidding themselves. I know, having been on Bucknell's campus, it's a beautiful campus, and I met lots of parents who were alums of Bucknell, or one or both of the parents had been to Bucknell, and they love that school. Mm-hmm. They love that school. They appreciate the education that they got, but they were horrified. Even when I was there, they were horrified at some of the stories the students were bringing home about this or that liberal socialist professor. And they turned to me and said, I've been hearing all these stories about all these professors, but you're the only sane one there. Well, I was only there for 8 months because they didn't keep me either. I just think that, look, money is power. Money is, while it's just a tool, it's still the means to an end. And if parents really want to take the reins of this horse that's gone off on a chaotic gallop back into their hands, they need to take control of the money. They need to make sure that their students are spending their money wisely. They need to make sure that they're gifting money to these colleges and universities, that they are still responsible for how that money is spent. And I'll tell you what, these socialists and communists, all they want is power. That's all they want. Money is how they get it. But we can take it back if we stop paying for this crap.
Well, and that's and every alumnus. See, I believe every alumnus should boycott a university that's doing this kind of, that's allowing this to occur.
I'll tell you what.
Because I'm all for free.
If you get the alums together and you cut off that money, that university president is going to sit up and take note.
Well, if I had my way, the university president of Bucknell, Brovman, would have been fired long ago.
Especially for letting Antifa on campus. That was completely, totally senseless.
From a safety standpoint alone, Robin, to bring an avowed terrorist on campus, put every staff member, faculty member, and student in harm's way.
And I don't understand why the parents of the Bucknell students didn't get up in arms and march to the campus themselves to the president's office and say, what are you doing? Have you taken leave of your senses?
Because you know what? They're afraid their kids, in a good socialist communist milieu, they were afraid that if they did that, their kids would be targeted as it relates.
But Bucknell is not the only university out there.
And you know what?
There are 4,000 universities, and there's at least a couple of them that won't target their children.
Well, and that's exactly it. Robin.
That's the kind of responsibility parents need to take back. Stop trusting these university counselors and the university administration. You can't trust these dirty, rotten SOBs. You just can't. You have to, as a parent, you have to take control back.
Well, and frankly, Robin, that's one of the reasons why I believe you succeeded in academia, because they know when they take you on, if they're doing so, I mean, look, we're all open to constructive criticism. However, when that criticism is biased and jaundiced and meant to target, you don't take that, I don't take that, anyone who comes on this show doesn't take it, and we bite back. And I believe that's one of the reasons why people say, well, how can Robin McCutcheon stay in academia with what she says and telling the truth and being very forthright? It's because, Robin, they know you'll bite back.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know my university's policies inside and out. And I forced that university to back down and to uphold their support of academic freedom. I forced them to settle with me. Or I was going to take them all the way up to the courts. They have a policy of academic freedom, and I sued them to make sure that they would uphold my academic freedom. So now if people come after me and they don't have the policy on their side, I'm going to smack them.
And Robin, God love you for doing that. Robin, how can folks get more information and follow your coursework and the like?
Well, visit my website, LinkSync.com, LYNC-SYNC.com. Go to In the Classroom, go to Freedom Lectures, visit my 7th Annual Interdisciplinary Symposium. Come on down to North Myrtle Beach and join us. We're going to be talking about freedom and capitalism.
Robin, thank you for everything you have done, are doing, and will do. You're an incredibly courageous patriot who's fighting the academia, socialists, and communists on a day-to-day basis, and you're winning. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. Dr. Dave Janda broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker at WHAM Talk 1600.